This is FBG Jen
and FBG Kristen.
And I'm FBG Margot, host and producer. You're listening to the podcast that will help you keep a lid on the junk in the trunk and inspire you to live a happy and confident life.
Each episode, we chat with motivational experts and celebs and share our own candid adventures in being healthy.
If you're looking for a podcast that's equal parts hilarious and enlightening, well then welcome to the Fit Bottoms Girls podcast.
Welcome back to the Fit Bottom Girls podcast. And today we are a dynamic duo. It's myself, Margot, and FBG Kristen. Hey, Kristen.
Hello.
So yesterday you and I had a conversation with a person that was so delightful. I think I said the word delightful like 12 times in this interview, but she truly is. Her name is Kate Burness, and you helped set up this interview.
I did. Yeah. I had done a quick interview with her via email. I don't know, a couple of months ago, I guess. And it was just like, so if you guys aren't familiar with her, she is the anchor for SportsCenter on TSN in Canada. And she's funny, she's witty, she's clever, she's super real, and she's got this great following. And so the interview I did just via email was really fun. And then we were getting so much great reaction from our readers, because we have a pretty good contingent of readers in Canada.
Hello, Canadians.
Yes. Pretty nice, eh?
Yay.
But yeah, they were all like super pumped to see her on there, and we're like, oh, well, she's just like this really neat person in general, but a great role model. You know, she's in this pretty male dominated field. She's an athlete. She's really focused on being strong. She's just kind of the embodiment of an FBG. So we were kind of talking with her people. And we're like, you think she'd want to talk to us for a podcast? Because I think that could be really fun. And it was.
I don't know about you. I think maybe you and I have this in common. I'm kind of a Canadaphile. I attract Canadians into my life. And I like Canadian things. Like I like Canadian bands. And I like poutine. And I love going to Canada to do stuff. Like Toronto is one of my favorite places ever. So I'm always like psyched to do something like that. So
yeah,
she was great. So tell everybody about the water bottle challenge. Because we mentioned that in the interview, but I think we need to give people context for it.
Okay. So basically, if you do a quick search, like on Twitter or really anywhere for water bottle challenge, you'll see what it is, but it's flipping a water bottle and trying to make it land bottom down. And it's hard. And so we do mention it in the interview, and I don't want to give anything away. But yeah, so that's what the water bottle challenge is. And I was going to get off the phone yesterday and practice it because now I feel the need to do it. But, yeah.
When you hear this interview, I don't know how you felt. Like, I totally want to live her life. Like, she just has this really great job and she seems like really together and having fun and just having a really good life. And I think, like you said, she's just a perfect FBG. She's just somebody we can all relate to and inspire to be. So I really,
for real.
And I hope you guys really enjoy this interview. Like we said, she's super fun. She's a great lady. And we're going to do something a little different today. Chris and I are going to introduce a new segment. We're going to be talking about our top five today. We're going to have top three or top five on depending on the topic and depending on the show. But today we're going to talk about our top five sports to watch because Kristen wishes she were a sports anchor really deep down. I think that's what you really want to do with your life.
I think it would have been a really fun choice.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So, and I love watching sports too. So let's do this. We'll just go back and forth. I'll go my five, then your five, then four, three, back and forth. Sound good?
Oh, okay. I don't think I had mine ranked.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. Okay. All right. You go.
Okay.
I got this.
Okay. So number five, it's surfing. I don't know how to surf, but I love to watch surfing. I'm nearsighted, so I'm sort of terrified of going out on the ocean really far on a board. And like what would happen if I lost my way, but I love watching surfing. I was in Santa Cruz recently on a business trip and my favorite thing to do was to just go by the water in the morning and get a breakfast burrito and just look out and watch all of the surfers out in the Pacific Ocean. It's just the most beautiful, peaceful thing you can possibly imagine. So that's my number five sport to watch, surfing. So what's yours?
Oh, that's really good. Really quick, I have to say on the surfing.
Yes.
I was just in Maui. Like I still haven't adjusted back to East Coast time. But and I was trying to learn to surf, and guys, I'm terrible. Like, if you've never done board sports at all, and all of a sudden you think you're going to go out and like become a surfer, you might be surprised. But it was really fun. But, so in the afternoons I was working from the tiki bar right there, and like, yes, literally working with my laptop up, but I got really distracted because they were playing, it wasn't live or anything, but they were playing the Pipeline finals, which was,
oh, yeah,
you know, crazy ass, huge waves. And so they make it look really easy and it's not, but I was having a great time watching them.
And you
even
can,
though Kelly Slater got beat out, which I was, I mean, I don't know much about surfing, but I know he's like killer.
He's a big deal. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so, like you said, they make it look so easy. And then when you meet surfers, they're like every age of every background, every height, every weight, every, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's really is a mind body kind of connection that they have. And then once you have it, you just never lose it, I guess. I'd love to try it. I've tried snowboarding and like fell on my butt like completely, but I, that's my number five. Surfing. What's yours?
I think that probably my number five is triathlon.
Nice.
Like the Ironman World Finals were just the airing. I mean, it happened a little while ago, but it just recently aired on NBC as we're recording this. When in the future, hello future, when you guys listen to this, it will have been months ago. But yeah, it just showed, and I've got it recorded so I can go back and watch bits and pieces because I think it's just inspiring. And here you're talking about people of all ages, all sizes, all abilities. Yeah, that would be triathlon right there.
Awesome. Yeah, I have a bunch of friends going to be doing that this spring in Hawaii. And some of my students are actually training with me right now in my spin class. So that's a great choice.
Awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. So my number four is swimming. So I just said to you before, I'm a little terrified of surfing. I'm a really strong swimmer. I was just raised by the water, and I love to watch swimming. I like to watch the laps. I think they just have beautiful bodies. I think they're just like incredible athletes. If you ever try to, you know, breaststroke, like as long as they do and stuff like that, you know how challenging it really is. And they are incredible athletes. And I just find them thrilling to watch, especially during the Olympics, but at any time, I love to watch swimming. So that's my number four, swimming.
Awesome. Love it.
Thank you.
All right. Well, my number four, going along with our Canadian theme, is hockey. I grew up a Red Wings fan. And sorry, Kate, if you're listening to this, because I'm assuming that you're full on Toronto, which is fair. but now living in Florida, I also try to cheer for the Tampa Bay team as well. And then I've gotten to go to the Lightning games once in a while. And it's just like, I love going in person. I like watching it on TV. Okay. But like, going in person is, oh, I just love it. It's so much fun.
So
you don't even have to understand what icing is.
No, like, no,
you
no.
You can think that it belongs on a cookie and you're still going to have a great time, you know?
Well, guess what my number three is?
Hockey.
I love hockey movies. I can watch it on television anytime, but you were right. Being there in person, there is literally just nothing like it. It is so thrilling. There's just so much going on. You never get bored. You just get like totally wrapped up in it. It's usually really cold outside, you know, as a sport. So you're inside with all these fans and I love the hockey jerseys. I just like the whole culture about it. You know, I just love it. So that's my number three.
Awesome.
What's yours?
Number three for me is another one that I really enjoy much more in person, and that's baseball.
Mm.
There's something awesome about just like being in the stadium around all these people who are, you know, like there's just really different variations of like how intense people are about it. You know, like I like going and being a part of it. It's not that I necessarily know every player's name and all that, but you know, I love being there. Although, this year the World Series was that was pretty exciting to watch on TV too. So
that was incredible.
So yeah. So the baseball.
I love the baseball.
Number three.
I love the baseball too. So my number two actually, some people don't even think this is a sport, but I definitely think it's a sport. Figure skating. I love watching figure skaters, excuse me. I like the ice dancing. I like it when they do the figure eights. I like everything about it because I love skating. I don't know if you ever tried ice skating, but it's really fun. It's challenging, but it's really fun. But the fact that people do that so fast and jump in the air and do it so gracefully, I just always loved it. I should have mentioned it on our Olympics episode over the summer. I forgot to mention it. Like Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan, remember how that was going on?
Oh my gosh.
That's got me hooked.
Why?
That totally, why? That totally got me hooked on the sport because one of the, bunch of male sportscasters like, oh, this isn't really a sport, whatever. And I got more into it and learned more about it. I'm like, oh yeah, it is. It's tough. It's a very yeah. challenging thing. So that's my number two, figure skating.
Oh. Well, my number two is volleyball.
Nice.
And I mean, I love indoor volleyball. I love watching beach volleyball. I just love it. And I think it's probably partly because I played for a long time. And so, you know, like there are little things that they do that if you've never played, you probably don't appreciate the complexity or the difficulty. Yeah. I mean, you can certainly appreciate when they jump really, really high and stuff a ball back in somebody's face or when they hit it super hard. But there's a, like I was a setter and, you know, there are just a lot of skills involved in all of that that will blow your mind if you really know what to watch for. So I find it super enjoyable.
It is super enjoyable. And I really loved our conversation with April Ross that we recorded last summer. She was amazing.
Oh, I didn't get into that at all. No. No, I played that one really cool. I have so much chill. Jeez.
All right. So my number one, I don't know if you would guess this about me or not, but football. I'm a big football geek. Huh. I love football. I root for the 49ers, though that's a very heartbreaking thing to do. I love going to the games, but I really love watching them. There's something about Sunday afternoons, early evenings, just turning on a game, flipping through the New York Times, you know, just wearing comfy clothes. It's just, I just really enjoy it. I love the athleticism of it. When I went to San Jose State and I was a big 49ers fan then, and that's when they had a really good team. My sister and I would go all the way up to Sacramento to watch their summer training. Basically,
oh, wow.
She did that to keep me company because I just was basically stalking Steve Young and Jerry Rice and all those guys.
Of course.
Of course. But yeah, that's my number one, football.
Oh, well, I wouldn't have guessed that. So that's really interesting to know.
Yeah.
So for me, hands down, it's basketball.
Nice.
Yes. Like, and again, it's another one that I played, but, and so anybody listening to this, all like three of my friends who listen, I don't know, maybe more of you do. Any of you who have watched basketball with me know that I get like embarrassingly into it. And I'm, oh God. So I'm really big on fundamentals. And nothing pisses me off more than when someone's trying to showboat and they screw up because they couldn't just do a simple crossover or whatever. So my two things that I will just scream at the TV or if I'm at a game in person is follow your shot. Like, follow your shot. It's easy to do. Follow your effing shot and box out. Cause I'm like 5'8" and I always grew up, I played a lot of basketball and I played a lot against guys. And often they were considerably taller than I was but I still really wanted to be able to rebound. So I became really good at boxing out and it drives me nuts when these tall guys just kind of, or girls just kind of stand there waiting for the ball to come to them. Like, box somebody out and get the ball. You got to work for it. Oh, I also like to tell them to hustle. So basically I am an excellent armchair coach and also, I mean, Kate, watch out because we talk about playing horse and I am going to get my skills up to date. So next time I'm up in Canada or she's down here, this is going down. It's happening.
Yeah. You guys bring up some basketball lingo that I didn't know. So I'm a little quiet at some
horses.
You guys get very geeky with it in there, but it was really cool to watch. And I love basketball too. And actually I love sports movies. And I think my favorite sports movie of all time is Hoosiers.
I was going to say that's got to be it.
That's got to
be it. Love it.
I love that movie. And it really made me understand the principles, like you're saying, the basics, you know, of just what players should do. And like I said, follow the shot? Is that what you're supposed to do?
Follow your shot. Follow your shot.
That's going to be the subtitle for this episode. Oh. Hashtag. Awesome. Okay. So that was really fun to do. So that was our top five sports to watch, guys. And I guess here we'll just go right into our interview with the awesome Kate Burness.
Woohoo.
Welcome back to the Fit Bottom Girls podcast. Kate Burness is a top anchor for SportsCenter in Canada. She brings viewers all the day's highlights from the world of sports And after beginning her career as an unpaid assistant at Rogers TV during college, Bernas began working at TSN in 2009 and played a big role in the network's Craft Celebration Tour, a philanthropic broadcasting tour of 10 different communities across the country. She is currently a brand ambassador for Under Armour and BioSteel, and although the former college basketball player has always been fit, she's recently undergone a bit of a body transformation, dropping 16 pounds and 10% body fat as she embraced strength training with a focus on interval training, squatting, and lifting. She is here today to talk about her ambassadorships and how she maintains a healthy lifestyle with a busy career. Welcome to the show, Kate Bernas.
Thank you very much for having me.
So on the line today is myself, Margo, and on the line we have Kristen.
Hey, everybody.
So, Kate, I'm going to ask you the first questions. You have risen through the ranks at SportsCenter from unpaid intern to being an anchor for one of the most popular shows on the networks. So what do you attribute to your drive and determination to succeed in a business that is, after all these years, still pretty much male-dominated?
I would say the biggest thing was just the hard work in the beginning and having, to be quite honest with you, an incredible passion for what I do. When I was working at Rogers TV in the beginning, I loved what I did. And I think that attributes to success a lot of the time because it never really feels like work. So I think, you know, getting all that experience at the local level, making my mistakes there, and just kind of making it a step-by-step process, I think that's what really, really helped me. And I think I'm very lucky that I found my passion, which is sports, at a very young age. So I think if you can be focused in what you want to do in life, then you can get going a little bit earlier, work your tail off, and then I'm now working my dream job. So I've been very fortunate, but at the same time, I worked really hard to get to where I am.
Well, I think a lot of us would consider what you do a dream job, myself included.
Yep.
And especially every time March Madness comes around, I'm just like, oh, why didn't I go that route?
But, you see that until you broadcast a tournament like March Madness. Then you're like, what did I get myself into here?
I can see that side too, for sure. But I've got to know, what is the most memorable moment from your career so far? And before you answer, no, you can't use your recent water bottle challenge victory. Although anybody who hasn't seen that, go check out Kate's Twitter feed. It's up there, or maybe we'll link to it in the show notes. But it's pretty badass.
Yeah, that was totally my biggest accomplishment. You took it away from me.
I know. I knew you were going to go with it, so I had to make you dig.
It's amazing though with that. I'll get to my greatest moment in a minute, but it's amazing like how many critics there are that it's like, it doesn't count. It bounced. And I'm like, look, you have to factor in that it was the first try live on national TV. Like that's got to count for something, right?
It counts for
absolutely.
It does. You know what? I get asked this question a lot about my favorite career experience or what my highlight is so far. And it's really, really hard to pinpoint one particular thing. You guys mentioned in the intro, I think the best thing, one of the best things we've ever done at TSN was a Craft Celebration Tour. Mm-hmm. And I remember, you know, going to these towns and having these communities show up. Like we had Manitoba show up, and it was a town of, it was under 1,000, and I think 5,000 people showed up.
Wow.
So that just shows you the passion and the love of sports that we have across Canada and getting to meet people from all across this country as well. So I think KCT would be right up there. I was able to do, host the morning show for the London Olympics. I did March Madness, which I just loved so much because I'm a diehard basketball fan. And I would say that there's so many. So I can't really pinpoint one. And I think the best part of my career is I know there's still one to come. So it's a dream job, and it continues to be a dream job at this point in my career.
So, Kate, you've actually switched your training around. So now you emphasize strength over cardio, which is actually something I want to do for 2017. It's one of my big goals. Why did you decide to make that change, and how has it changed you inside and out? Like, how has it changed your life?
So it's been a three-year process, and I like to really stress that because I think a lot of people think that they can just, you know, change something they do and something's going to happen instantaneously. Mm-hmm. It has been a really, really long but very, very rewarding road for me. So basically I went to my first real strength and conditioning trainer. His name is Mark Fitzgerald, and he is now the strength and conditioning coach for the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL. And I looked at Mark and he said, you know, what's wrong? And I said, I'm not happy about where I'm at. And more from a physical fitness standpoint, not even so much. I was always content with my appearance. I've never been a person who's been like, okay, you know, I need to look a certain way. I like to be healthy. And I think that's important as well. And I said, but I just don't know what's going on. And he said, what are you doing? And I said, I run every day. I run 30 minutes a day. And then that's all I did. And he goes, I don't want you to run again. And I was like, why? And he was very pro not doing steady state cardio all the time. He goes, I need you, you know, I think you should be lifting some weights. And I said, well, like a lot of women, won't that make me bulky? No, it's actually going to lean you out. It's going to change a lot of the fat and make it into muscle. It will actually look really, really good on a frame like yours. And I'm only, you know, 5'4". I'm not that big. Mm-hmm. Once I started that, that really changed a lot of my body. The biggest thing though, in my opinion, was my diet. And I went from eating processed and, well, not everything processed, but a lot of processed food into eating as natural as possible. So I would say it was a 25% of it was changing the way I worked out. 75% for me personally was changing my diet.
That's amazing. And I love that that's like, you know, that's something that anybody can do. Mm-hmm. You know, we can all eat more natural foods, like all can eat more plant-based diet.
Well, and it's amazing too. Like I'm working with a nutritionist right now as well, because I think you can always push yourself further.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do right now, is I'm trying to get everything I possibly can, whether it be, you know, sugar or just eating organic versus non-organic. And I know it's an expensive way to do it, but I think you can do it in a way, you know, if you look for something on sale, or, you know, if you stock up on certain things, that I think a lot of people really can do it. And when you start looking at your food and what you're eating, and you'd be amazed of how many things, you know, sugar's added to this, sugar's added to that, which is fine. Like, it's not like I don't indulge. I was in New York this past weekend, and of course I indulged.
Mm-hmm.
But I
yeah.
think overall what I try to do now is I just try to look at food differently, in the fact that I try to look at their ingredients, and if I can't read it, I don't buy it. It's a very, very simple way of eating and living. So I think that that's been honestly the most critical part of where I'm at right now from a physical standpoint.
Excellent. Now, I also really like that when you were talking about the body transformation, that you came at it from a place of like, I want to feel better. I want to be strong. I want to, you know, basically I just want to be awesome. I'm not worried about the appearance part so much, which is something that we really, really stress on fit-bottomed girls, because, you know, when you're trying to lose weight just because you're like, oh, no, I just really want to be skinny, that doesn't tend to work, is it really all that good for you.
No, and I think, too, like, people will decrease their diet. I actually eat, it's so funny, I eat more now than I did when I was, you know, 10% body fat. Like, I was higher in my body fat, and I weighed more, which makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, too, it's really critical for women because, and I love talking about this, and my makeup artist and I were talking about this last week, that, so I'm 32, what I'm doing for my body right now will be so beneficial when I'm 42. What I'm doing for my body at 42 will be beneficial at 52.
Mm-hmm.
So it's never at a point in your life where you can't start either. So I love the prospect of that, because I love looking towards the future and thinking, wow, I'm still going to be fit, and my bones and my muscles and everything's going to be strong. So I think that's critical for women to look a little further down the road as well.
Yeah. Now, do you think that your background as an athlete, as a basketball player, like, do you think that that has kind of shaped the way you approach this, or helped you really embrace the idea of like making this a really healthy lifestyle change?
Oh, 100%. Sports has so much to do with my life, it's ridiculous. Like, look, I'm so competitive with a water bottle, for goodness sake. But I think like the inner competitive side of me too knows that I can push further. And I think a lot of the time it's just the mental restrictions you put on yourself. I know that I can, you know, be fitter, be healthier, eat better, work out harder. And that was always something with basketball. Like, I know I can shoot a little bit further. I know my dribbling with my left hand can get better. So absolutely all those things that were instilled in me as a kid when I was playing sports, I use today for my physical fitness goals.
Awesome. And follow-up basketball question for you. Between playing Lightning and playing horse, which is your game?
Oh, horse for sure.
Yeah?
I love horse. Oh, yeah. The good thing is I have good hand-eye. My shooting's not that great, but I've got good hand-eye. So
yeah.
I'll throw something. Like, I love juggling, for example. So I'll juggle 3 basketballs and be like, there you go.
Oh.
I'm like, I know you got the H right now. Let's go.
Oh, I was going to offer to take you on, but the juggling just scared me off.
I'm out. I'm so competitive, but I think you still have to do it.
All right. You're on.
Sorry,
Margo, go ahead. I totally skipped.
No, that's totally fine. I love your questions. Okay. So I have to say, Kate, following you on social media is an absolute delight. You are a delightful human being. You and I would be friends in 2 seconds, I have a feeling. I wanted to know what kind of fun you have with your colleagues, Kara Waglin and Natasha Staniszewski.
You
refer to them quite a bit in your tweets and stuff. So what kind of a relationship do you guys have? And what's it like to work with these like fun
ladies?
You know
what? I work with some of the most amazing women. And I think that's one of the greatest parts of my company at TSN is I've had a lot of women to look up to as well. Jennifer Hedger, who's been an anchor for a very long time at TSN, has been absolutely amazing to me. Natasha Staniszewski, who's my co-anchor. Kara, who's come in and kind of taken the same path as me. The best... I mean, I have co-anchors that would do anything for me as well. I work with Tessa Bonhomme, who played for Team Canada. She won a gold medal in hockey. And Tessa, bless her heart, I lost in a pickup women's hockey tournament 1 year. And the team wasn't very nice. And I thought to myself, instead of saying anything, I'm just going to bring an Olympian back the next year. So I'm not saying I'm competitive, but I might have brought an Olympian and some of her friends out the next year. And
oh my God.
We may have won a rec league tournament. But needless to say, it's just, and it's so great too. We have, we have Laura Dykin, who's so talented. We have this new anchor, Lindsay Hamilton, who's really young but super talented. And I think the greatest part of TSN is we just want to put out the best shows imaginable. And you get to a point in your life where you stop. I mean, maybe as a kid, there's a little bit of jealousy. And the one thing I really do credit my parents with is always just making sure as a team that you're the best. And that's the wonderful part of TSN is I see these new faces and these new young women coming into the industry. And I just want to give them everything that someone like Jennifer Hedger has given me. Mm-hmm. So I think that's so critical for women to support one another and to tell them they're doing amazing and to help them, rather than to criticize, critique, or be jealous. So I think that's really important in success in life.
Completely. There's room for all of us at the top, guys.
Yeah.
Like, 100%
there is. Let's just build each other up.
Except for the water bottle challenge. That's mine, and I'm the champion at it.
And you have a video to prove it.
You do, but
I do.
I
have the video to prove it.
My competitive spirit is rearing its head right now. I'm like, what? I have tons of work to do once we finish this call, but I'm like, well, maybe I should just set aside 15 minutes to try that.
Yeah, and just practice.
So you're partnering with Under Armour and BioSteel, as Margo mentioned.
Yep.
And so those companies tend to work with a lot of professional athletes. So I wonder, like, does that kind of influence your workouts or any of your other healthy habits? Like, do you feel the pressure to keep up with Steph Curry? Or are you kind of just like, yes, this is me. I'm doing my thing. I'm Kate. Deal with it.
Yeah, Steph and I, we shoot the exact same. You know, we have our practice sessions once a month. It's, Under Armour, I started with Under Armour first, and they have been so incredible to me that I can't even tell you how lucky I am to be paired with a company like Under Armour. Last year in Toronto, we had the All-Star Game. They were kind enough. I did a lot of the hosting for UA, and I was able to meet Steph. And the one part I love about Under Armour is a lot of their athletes have the same attributes, have the same qualities. They're down-to-earth people. They're so good at their craft. They're so talented. But it's a lot of it is their personality. Steph was one of the most down-to-earth humans I'd ever met. And for his skill and what he's accomplished in the association is unbelievable. Jordan Spieth's another one, just such a nice guy. So I love that Under Armour has given me an opportunity to be with them and to be under this brand, and I'm proud to wear their stuff. Plus, their clothing is amazing, let's face it. But in terms of, from a female point of view, I mean, I love watching Lindsey Vonn. When I did the photo shoot with UA this year, I sent something out, you know, explaining that, you know, that strong is the new beautiful. And I quoted Lindsay, and she was kind enough to send it out as well. And
oh, that's cool.
I think that it is. And I think women like her are very inspirational because, again, it's strength and beauty. And that's a huge thing that I'm on right now. With BioSteel, one of their co-creators, Matt Nichol, actually the creator of BioSteel, Matt Nichol, is now working with me from a physical fitness standpoint. So with Mark being gone in Anaheim, it's been really nice that I've been able to join up with Matt. And again, I adore their product. And when you are so passionate about something and you know where it came from and you know where it started from, I think that that was really important to me, as a brand ambassador. So I've been very fortunate to, in my opinion, work with two of the greatest companies.
Absolutely. So I have to ask you a question. So going back to, you know, your healthy eating, like 25% comes from exercise and 75% comes from what you eat. Okay, so you do eat healthy most of the time, but when you're having a fun cheat meal, a YOLO meal, as we like to say, what do you like to go for? You were in New York recently and you told us you had a great meal in New York. Is there anything, any kind of cheat foods or fun YOLO meals?
Yeah.
On your repertoire?
It's bread. Like it is 100%. I was at this restaurant and they had homemade bread and it was a farm to table restaurant. So I didn't feel so guilty because I knew that it was like, as natural as it could probably come. But two things I would say, and I don't eat a ton of bread, but I love good. I've been overseas and it's just in Europe, bread's next level as well. Mm-hmm. But all I figure too is I'm eating healthy, you know, 6 out of 7 days a week. You know, it doesn't bother me anymore. And I think your body, this is just my opinion as well. When you get to, you know, I'm trying to do new things and mix in new things, but it almost kind of works like a machine. And, you know, doing one cheat day, you know, once a week, once every 2 weeks, it's going to be okay because your body knows what to do to get back into the cycle. So I've never had a problem with that, you know, indulging a little bit here and there. So, and you know what? Who doesn't like a good glass of red wine? I will be really honest here. So hello.
Hands raised.
So, I mean.
Yeah, I think we could all have a really nice happy hour.
I think we could. And I don't mind having a lovely beer while watching football. So again, on the weekends, I never do that Monday to Friday. I've got a great work routine, a great work schedule. But Saturday, Sundays, if I'm going out for dinner, yeah, I'm probably going to have bread. I'm probably going to have a glass of wine. Sunday, I might have a beer while watching the game. And you know what? I never really feel guilty doing it. So that's a wonderful part about where I think I'm at from a fitness standpoint.
Very good. Yeah, we always say, like, there's no room for guilt at our table. Like, just leave it. If you want the cookie, eat the damn cookie. Enjoy it.
Eat the cookie.
Yeah. Now we did an email interview previously and you told me that your best piece of advice is to work harder than everyone else and never be satisfied. And mm-hmm. you can be happy and proud of what you've accomplished, but it doesn't mean you can't dream bigger or do more than what you're currently doing, which is something we've kind of already talked about in this. But, you know, in terms of your work life and everything, is there anything we need to know about how you're dreaming bigger and any goals that you're currently working toward?
Well, that's the thing, and I've met some amazing people throughout my career, and I think that some of the people that I know that are at the top, they said, you know, dream bigger. I have a friend right now, her name's Arlene, and that's, she's done amazing things in the world, and I just think, and she told me that once, and I was like, really? And I kind of thought about it, and I was like, yeah, why not? Why can't you dream bigger than what you already do or who you already are? So do I know what that is? No, and I'll be really honest with you, and I'm working through that. Mm-hmm. But I think the thing is, too, is I am so content with where I'm at. I'm so happy. I love doing my job. I love who I am as a person. But that doesn't mean that I can't do bigger things. So I think that's exciting. I think if you lose that, then I want everyone to have that same sense because it's a fun sense. And you wake up every day with a purpose of thinking, you know what, who knows what today is going to bring. But I know I'm going to be out there. My thing is to, life is too short not to be optimistic, not to be positive. It's a waste of time if you're an energy vampire in this world. So I just try to surround myself with amazing, optimistic, positive people. And I think if you do that, then who knows what the next step is. So I just kind of leave my mind open to that.
Awesome. So I have just one more question for you, Kate. We know how busy you are, but this is the question we ask everybody, the last question we ask for every single interview. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Kate, what was the last song you listened to before you did this interview?
I listened to, it's the new Bruno Mars song.
Oh, 24.
Because I was watching Carpool Karaoke.
Yes!
Ah, yes. Nice.
Yeah. So that's what I was that's exactly what I was listening to. But if you're going to say like gym wise, I got to tell you, and I'm Canadian, I'm still on the Bieber album. 100%.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead. Say what you want. I don't even care. I'm so content in my own skin. It's cool.
No, you are the second almost in a row person we've talked to. And well, I guess, so Dave was from Canada too.
Yes.
We just talked to Dave Smith. And he was saying some good things about the Bieber. So you guys rock. I'm cool with it. Own it.
Hey, we're cool with it. The kid, he can make great music. I think we can all agree on that one.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. He's a great singer and he writes amazing songs. So absolutely we could all agree on that. There's no shame in our game here. No, Kate, so thank you so much for being on the show. You're an absolute delight. We hope we can have you back on someday.
Awesome. That would be great, lady. Thank you for having me.
Cool. Thanks, Kate.
Thanks, Kate.
Anytime, gals. Chat soon.
All right.
That's it for this episode of the Fit Bottom Girls podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you like what you're hearing, feel free to subscribe to us on whatever platform you use to listen to podcasts. And if you love what you're hearing, yay, leave a few stars and review. That would be amazing. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media channels for Fit Bottom Girls, Fit Bottom Zen, Fit Bottom Eats, and Fit Bottom Mamas. You just spell it all out and you will find us. Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Pinterest, Instagram. Believe me, you will find us. If you want to reach out to say hi, have a question about a recent episode or interview, feel free to email us at podcast@fitbottomgirls.com. And if books and movies are also your thing, check out the other podcast I co-host called Book vs. Movie, which you can find anywhere where you search for podcasts. Thank you so much once again for dropping by. And remember, a life filled with laughter is a life well lived. Bye.